The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Prasoski to serve. Alley goes deep middle. Picked up that time by Drudik. Back set right side. Carson, big swing. Smith with a great dig. Connor's able to set it to Studi. Again on that outside left side. And drives it down and good.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Wood River as the top seed Eagles battle the Ord Chanticleers and St. Paul Wildcats tangle with four-time defending champion Kearney Catholic Stars. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Picked up Donovan Trumbull. Hendricks stayed out of that and tapped it over. Ord one more time. Gittison, Donovan Trumbull doing everything they can just to get the ball back. Now Reese fires. Another great dig that time. Boy, Brumman's been all over the place. And finally, it's finished by Kenzie Drudik. Her fourth kill of the game and her ninth of the match.
Ord knocked Wood River off in the second week of the season, while Kearney Catholic and St. Paul are meeting for the first time this year. Tonight's winners will advance to Thursday's final here on Classic Hits. It's the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, in a new Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Wood River with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, folks, to Wood River High School for continuing coverage of the 2013 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. We're ready for our second match here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as four-time defending champion Kearney Catholic takes on the St. Paul Wildcats. Earlier tonight, Ord defeated the top seed Wood River in four sets, 25-14, 25-19, 23-25, and 25-23. Here's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For St. Paul, number 17 is senior Alexa Wysocki. Number 2, freshman Leslie Fox. Number 14, junior Carrie Sestak. Number 12, junior Kylie Sestak. Number 3, senior Mercedes Lassen. And number 20, senior Taryn Jodock, the libero. Number 10, junior Maddie Fosick. The head coach is Matt Kane Fairbanks, assisted by Michaela White and Nancy Harrington. St. Paul is 20-2 on those season. The losses to Centura and Grand Island Central Catholic. For Kearney Catholic, number 10, 5'6 junior Allie Prusoski. Number 3 is 5'6 junior Morgan Studi. Number 8, 5'9 junior Callie Oprecht. Number 5, 5'7 senior Shayla Connor. Number 6, 5'8 sophomore Madison Squires. And number 7, 5'7 sophomore Courtney Shundoff. The libero is number 22, 5'6 junior Whitney Colling. The Stars are 15-6, coached by Chris Connor, Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinus. The Stars defeated in last night's quarterfinals Donovan Trumbull, while St. Paul took care of Arcadia Loop City. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And Kearney will start it off after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your seed dealer. Stop by and see your sales leader, Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Kearney Catholic in the gold uniforms with green trim will serve first and move from left to right. And the dark blue with gold trim for St. Paul will move from right to left. As you view it along your radio dial, the second semifinal underway. And Prasoski to serve it here for Kearney Catholic. St. Paul quickly goes to the middle. The first attack down and good by Carrie Sestak, and we are underway. 1-0 St. Paul. Again, the first meeting of the year between these two teams. They play again next Tuesday in their regular season duel, and that will be at St. Paul. Serve across by the Wildcats for the Stars. They quickly go to Studi, and she'll drive it into the right-hand corner and get the kill. Morgan, a lot of top spin on that one, and it's 1-1. Again, here in the Lou Platt, we play the best of five. They're already done in the Fort Kearney Conference. SEM, falls in straight sets to the top seed Overton, and then Axtell knocks out second seed Elm Creek. Here's St. Paul on the attack just off the back line from Leslie Fox, and Kearney Catholic will take a 2-1 lead. Again, those scores from over at Overton tonight. It was 25-17, 25-23 Overton over SEM, and Axtell 25-23, 25-17 over Elm Creek. Studi with the jump serve. It's deep and out of bounds, so after picking up 1 point, the Stars will give it right back over to St. Paul, and it is 2-2. Back to serve it away for the Cats will be Leslie Fox. Fires it across the Channick, or excuse me, the Stars will slide it across to Oprek. Picked up St. Paul close to the net. Lassen tried to tip it, and we've got an in-the-net violation, or stepping across the center line is going to be the actual call on St. Paul. Kearney Catholic 3-2. Now the Stars subbed almost every dead ball last night and used all of their substitutions, and it looks like Coach Connor is going to continue to do that here. Shunned off back into the front row, and the freshman Jenny Beans to serve it away. Beans fires that ball across to the libero in Fosick. Back row attack is going to be deep for St. Paul and Fox, and Kearney Catholic is up 4-2. Beans picking up the service point, and we'll fire it away again here. Kearney Catholic has won 6 of the last 7 conference tournaments. There was a long time there where only St. Paul could win them, and 2 of the powers of this conference are battling for the second straight year in the semifinal. Here's Squires for the Stars. Near side kill, down and good. Maddie Squires, 5-2. Kearney Catholic up early in this opening set. That didn't really mean anything in the previous match between Ord and Wood River. Wood River got up in the first 3 sets before falling 2-1, and then Ord got up in that 4th set and hung on. And here's an ace serve for Beans, 3 in a row. St. Paul ducked out of the way, and it looks like Coach Kane's going to use an early timeout. Kearney Catholic 6, St. Paul 2. You're listening to semifinal action of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Out of the timeout, Kearney Catholic freshman Jenny Beans is going to serve it deep, and that means St. Paul will get the ball back, trailing 6-3. And at the service line, Maddie Fosick. Across it comes to Studi, dumped across there by Connor quickly, and St. Paul wasn't ready, down and good. Good move by the experienced senior setter. And Shayla Connor, and now she'll go back to serve it away and into the front row, freshman Anna Squires. Connor, the setter for Kearney Catholic, has been for 4 years, pressed into it early in her freshman year after a Kearney Catholic injury, and she's been the starter ever since. Stars to the right side, Squires off that block. St. Paul, not a very tall team here, but neither are the Stars. Left side kill, Mercedes Lassen will have her first one. And I'm sure of many more to come. And St. Paul on the side out. Checking out will be Wysocki, and Kaylee Horkey comes into the front row. Back to serve it away. Sestak, and that is Kylie. Across to Squires, who's in the back row to get it. Now Maddie comes to the front row and finishes it quickly. So Maddie Squires with her second kill. Had the dig and the kill. And into serve it for Kearney Catholic will be Mackenzie Smith. Smith goes to the far left-hand corner this time. Flies it across to Jonak. Back set right side. There's Lassen blocked up front by Shundoff. It's an ace block for Kearney Catholic's Courtney Shundoff. Saw a ton of those in the opening match. That's one of the reasons Ord was able to defeat Wood River, was their play at the net. Mackenzie Smith with the serve at 9-4. Drives it into the back corner to Taryn Jonak. Good set there by Fosick. Back to Jonak. Up there by Connor. Chanik, the Stars, keep it in the back row and tipped across by Connor. St. Paul sets outside. Here's Lassen again, but into the net it goes. Four hits. And Kearney Catholic has jumped out to a 10-4 first set lead here over the St. Paul Wildcats in the first meeting of the year between these teams. They play again next week. Smith, strong serve down the middle. Handled by Lassen. Set by Sestak. Lassen tips it across. Stars are ready. Squires get it outside. Studi, big swing. Dug out there by Fosick and punched across by Kylie Sestak. Quickly returned by Kearney Catholic, but we've got a back row attack called on St. Paul. And four in a row here for the Stars. And Coach Kane has already used an early timeout here. So his girls are going to have to get things switched around or maybe some substitutions to change the momentum. Strong serve stays in the back row to Fox. Outside Jonak on the near side attack. Getting a hand on it is Connor. Run down Studi. Back row Colling tried to do something with it and drove it into the net. Side out St. Paul, and Mercedes Lassen goes into the back row to serve it away. Coach Kane has done all kinds of things. Been a hitter, been a setter. Outstanding volleyball player here. Will float that deep middle, picked up by Colling, set to the 10-foot line. Studi got a good swing on it, dug out by Lassen, set to the outside for Fox. Leslie off the double block, run down by Studi. Connor tracks it down, dumps it across, overpass by St. Paul. Kearney Catholic digs it, they slide it right side, and it's driven down and good by Courtney Shundoff, who has been an early portion of the offense here for Kearney Catholic. Side out Stars 12-5, and right now, Stars playing basically like they have the last handful of years in the conference tournament as Whitney Colling will serve it away. The lefty just got it over the top. Problems here for St. Paul. They're going to have to knock it across in the back row. It just got over after hitting the tape. Oprecht gets it to the outside. She's going to get a set assist because Studi put it away. Connor had to dig it. That meant somebody else had to set it, and Studi drives it down for her second kill. And Colling back at 10th service line trying to extend the lead here for Kearney Catholic. Ord won the first match in four over Wood River. Colling serves it across. Here's the set. Back set, 10-foot line taken across by Fox. Kearney Catholic with a bump set to the outside. Studi and in the net called on St. Paul trying to set up the block. And it looks like St. Paul's just going to go ahead and use their second timeout right here. It is not clicking early on in this semifinal. It is Kearney Catholic 14 and St. Paul 5. You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Rather to a Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraska Land National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraska Land National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Out of the second St. Paul timeout, Whitney Colling serves it across. St. Paul sets it wide, and it runs Leslie Fox right into the standard. Point for Kearney Catholic, and they are cruising here in game number one, 15-5. St. Paul 20-2. Again, you're just going to wait for them to kind of shake off the rust here and get going. Sestak sets right side. Jonak blocked up front. Ace block by Oprecht. Callie with her first ace block. And calling to serve it away. St. Paul student body on hand, making some noise on the far side. Trying to get their girls going here. Calling serve right down the line to Fox. She passes it to the middle to Sestak. Back to Fox. Rolls it across, and that time it's down and good. Leslie Fox, the freshman, with her first kill. Side out for the Cats. And to serve it away, Taryn Jonah, 16-6. Coach Kane usually always up off that bench, coaching throughout the match. A little bit of coaching after each point as Smith on serve receive gets it to Connor. He attacked by Oprich, dug out there by Sestak, set to the middle. Here's Fox, and she'll finish. Look at this freshman. Leslie Fox back-to-back kills. And St. Paul gets their first point on serve of this semifinal. So Taryn Jonak will get to keep it going here for the Wildcats. See if they can get a little bit back into this ball game. Cross corner to Studi, set right side. Here is Squires, and they thought she was going angle. She came near, and right down the line for Anna Squires and her first kill. Major League Baseball today, a solo home run gave Boston a 1-0 win over Detroit, and the Cardinals, after three, lead the Dodgers 3-0. 3-0 Cardinals, and that game is on ESPN 1460 or 1550 as Kearney Catholic serves it across. Fox on the return for St. Paul. Here's a slide. Oprich off the tip. It's dug out back row by Lassen. Again, set to Fox, but too wide, and again, it's off the antenna. Point Kearney Catholic, and Prasoski serving for the second time here. And this first set with a comfortable 18-7 lead over St. Paul. Prasoski, soft serve that time. Lassen was all over it. Came up quickly. Slide right side. Here's Sestak. And that time, carry is wide off the set from Kylie. 19-7. And Coach Kane's just going to start using substitutions here. This first set is gone as Alexis Helzer will check in. So maybe a chance to rest some of his starters, go over a few things here during an extended break. As St. Paul goes Fox, and she is just deep off the back line. 20-7, Kearney Catholic. I will guarantee you this is not how things will continue. Kearney Catholic not doing anything spectacular. They're just keeping the ball in play as Abby Euler will now check in for St. Paul. Fox and Horky have come back to the bench. And the set by Prasoski. Again, the pass is off the mark. Back row attack taken over by Fosick. Kearney Catholic goes middle, and Oprecht hammers it down. Well, that was a little special. Callie with the kill. Fifth straight point. St. Paul brings Fox back in. Prasoski just stays at that service line. During this entire run, just the one ace serve that came from Beans. They may not be aces, but they're not passing the ball well. And there's an this is, we say that, there's another occasion. As the pass goes over the center's head into the net, a serve for Prasoski, 22-7. And serving it away, Prasoski's going to move a little bit on the service line here. Go all the way to the left corner, another short serve. Lassen has it. She's stuck in the back row. Set it up for Carrie Sestak, who just floats it over. Outside, here comes the attack from Studi. And a whistle and a net violation called on St. Paul. Very, very, very unusual. And the serve across. Picked up by the St. Paul Wildcats. This time they get a good look, and Fox is able to get her third kill and get the ball back over here to St. Paul. Rotating back in, Alexa Wysocki to serve. Here comes Kylie Teal for Kearney Catholic, another one of the fearsome freshmen. They're going to have another great classroom and good team, but they've got that freshman class that is going to be pretty solid by the time they're seniors. Serve across to Prasoski. Connor slides it. Oprecht, she lofts it into the back middle, picked up there by Lassen. Here's the slide. Sestak right side, had to punch it as the set was a little wide. Prasoski sets Teal on the left wing. She comes off the double block, down and good. First kill for Kylie, and it is game point for Kearney Catholic, and back to serve it away. They'll leave Teal in. 24-8 Stars here in game one. About ready to put this one away. Serve comes deep middle. Close to the net. It's tight. Oprich blocks it back on the St. Paul side. They'll set it up for Fox. Takes a big swing. She's going to drive it across and get the kill. Number four for Leslie. So St. Paul will get to serve it again here in game number one with Fox. Brings Lassen back into the front row. And the serve drills it down the right side to Colling. Connor sets outside. Maddie Squires off the block, digs her own block. They'll dump it into the net. Connor tried to go with the quick set across and was too close to the net. And St. Paul barely makes it here into double digits. 24-10. Game point number three for Kearney Catholic. Fox across to Colling. Connor sets outside. Squires had to go to the left hand as it was a wide set. St. Paul goes Lassen, tips it into the double block. Kearney Catholic can't pick it up. Mercedes Lassen with her second kill. Stars have lost a little focus here once they got to game point. And St. Paul, this could be just the kind of run they need to be ready for game two. Leslie Fox going for three in a row from the service line. Drills the top of the tape. Picked up Prasoski. Connor sets. Here's Maddie Squires. Big run. Drives it through. Overpass Fox. Got it all the way back across. Dumped over Connor. Save that time, Fosick. Connor returns it on a one-timer. St. Paul sets. Nobody's there, though. And that is the end of game number one. Kearney Catholic cruising along. St. Paul showed a little signs of life there in the final 4 points. But the Stars dominate the opening set. 25-11, and we'll look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play, Misco Sports. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Game one is back in the books here in our second semifinal. Let's take a look at the numbers. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox, 2 service points, and the freshman had 4 kills. Mercedes Lassen had 2 kills. Carrie Sestak had a kill, and Taryn Jonak had 1 service point. 7 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal, 1 kill. Morgan Studius, service point, 2 kills. Whitney Colling, 4 service points. Maddie Squires, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff, an ace block and a kill. Callie Oprek, an ace block and a kill. Anna Squires had a kill. Allie Prasoski, 6 service points, 1 was an ace. Mackenzie Smith, 3 service points. And Jenny Beans, 3 service points, 1 was an ace. Kearney Catholic had 8 kills, 2 ace blocks, 2 ace serves. That's only 12 points that they earned, so a lot of errors from St. Paul. They'll try and shore that up as Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-11 over the 20-2 Wildcats here in the Lou Platt semifinals, and we'll be back with Game 2 right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
As always, want to say a big thank you to Wood River Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the fine folks here for their hospitality. As Wood River hosting the semifinals tonight in the championships Thursday in the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament. Earlier tonight, Ord defeated Wood River 25-14, 25-19, 23-25, 25-23. And Kearney Catholic has just cruised to a 25-11 first set victory here over St. Paul. And St. Paul serves it deep and out of bounds to start game number two. So not what they were looking for. And Prasoski will come in to serve it for Kearney Catholic. Stars are 15-6 on the season, or 14-6 on the season, I think we should say. After their win last night over Donovan Trumbull, St. Paul no problem with Arcadia Loup City, 20-2. Both in the top 10 as the middle attack is good for Carrie Sestak, taking it off the tip, and it's 1-1. Kearney Catholic ranks 7th in the Omaha, 6th in the Lincoln Journal Star in C1, while St. Paul is 9th in the Omaha, 10th in the Lincoln Journal Star in C1. Alexa Wysocki serves it for the Cats. 1-1, game two. Back row attack. Smith tried to take a swing at it, didn't get it. And it's 2-1, St. Paul. Kearney Catholic with a little different look here to start game two, but they play so many kids. There's the serve, overpass. Smith dove after it, and out of bounds. Ace serve. St. Paul up 3-1. First ace serve of the night belongs to Wysocki. And this one is taken across, picked up by Colling. Stays in the middle, and Studi takes a big rip from the back row. Off the tape, across it comes. Slides Sestak, her attack off the back line. And out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires back into the front row. And Mackenzie Smith will check out for Kearney Catholic to serve it away. Will be Morgan Studi. Studi serve. Back middle, picked up there by Fosick the libero, and Lassen takes a mighty swing from the back row. Dug out by Kearney Catholic, and Studi get it to the outside to Squires. It's dug out, but into the rafters and falls to the floor. Squires will get her third kill. 3-3 early in the second set with Morgan Studi at the service line here for the Stars. Not using the jump serve, and that still goes deep. Point St. Paul. Just the second service error so far tonight for Kearney Catholic. And Leslie Fox, the freshman, will go back and serve it away for St. Paul. Floats that down the middle to Prasoski. Connor sets to Squires from the 10-foot line. Decides to go with a tip. Picked up Lassen. Set it back to Mercedes off the double block. Dug out in the back row. Stars go Squires again. Again, she punches it across. Again, St. Paul. Sestak slides it. Kills it. Carey with her third kill off the assist from Kylie. And it's 5-3 St. Paul. Fox to serve it, comes all the way to the far right-hand corner. Slaps the volleyball and cuts it across to Studi. Connor had to run it down, bump set to Squires. Maddie drove it into the net, attack error, point St. Paul. So as we anticipated, things would change in game two, but now Kearney Catholic's making some errors to help St. Paul. And that's the way you bring the team back into it, you help them. And that's what the Stars are doing right here as Connor dumps it over again from that center position. Fosick's there. Sestak tried to dump it right back. Connor says, take that. We've got a little two-time, three-time, one-time. They don't take any swings. Finally, Oprich tips it over. St. Paul finally going to get a swing here with Lassen, and she is blocked by Oprich. Callie Oprich and Shayla Connor up on the double block. Point Kearney Catholic. And freshman Jenny Beans re-enters to serve it away. Beans had three in a row, including an ace in the opening set. But now Kearney Catholic finds themselves down 6-4 in the second set. And Beans' serve this time is going to be deep. So back over to St. Paul. And Oprich will come right back in for Beans. And to serve it away will be Maddie Fosick, the libero for St. Paul. 22 games into the season for St. Paul, 20 for Kearney Catholic. They still got a little work to do after this Lou Platt tournament. And Fosick really drills that one, and it didn't cut down for. Spun side to side instead of top to bottom, and it sails deep. So the teams exchange the service errors. Anna Squires into the front row here for Kearney Catholic. And to serve it away will be Shayla Connor. Connor with the serve. Cuts that knuckleball across to Fosick. Sestak sets it in the middle. Lassen has to tip it across and finds the opening. Nice adjustment there by Mercedes Lassen, her third kill. And it's 8-5 in favor of St. Paul. A reminder, Friday night football, Kearney Catholic at Chase County on ESPN 1460, Southern Valley at Ravenna here on Classic Hits. As Connor sets it across and finds the opening, Shayla with her first kill. Kearney Catholic side out. And coming in to serve will be Michelle Messbarger. Last night, Coach Connor used her as the libero after the first set against Donovan Trumbull. Here she serves it across to Taryn Jonak. Back set, Lassen right side, single block. She's able to get it around that. Lassen with her fourth kill. 9-6 St. Paul, but Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-11. And Leslie Fox now to serve it away for the Wildcats. Fox's serve, knuckles it right down the middle. Colling barely gets to it. Connor has to hustle. Studi punches it across. St. Paul's got a chance here to the outside. Here's Fox, near side attack, and gets the kill. Fifth kill for Leslie Fox. St. Paul 10-6 over Kearney Catholic. And Lassen goes again with that mini jump serve. Again, trouble picking it up for the Stars, but a set to Squire. She's deep and out of bounds, and the roles are reversed here in game number two, and that brings Coach Chris Connor off the bench here for Kearney Catholic. Not to call a timeout, but to try and make a couple of adjustments. Lassen, knuckleball at Colling. Connor bumps set again. Studi, near side, open, and she'll get the kill. Good court vision as they were waiting for Morgan to go angle. She went right down the line. And Studi with her third kill gets a side out here for the Stars. But St. Paul has righted the ship for now. And Colling back to serve it away. St. Paul up 11-7. Colling's knuckleball trouble punched across by Sestak. Messbarger with the dig. Oprich tips it over the double block. Fosick is there. Sestak trying to get to it, though. And it is tapped across by Fox and good. Kearney Catholic got caught standing flat-footed. They were watching Sestak, the setter, trying to get to the ball. And then when she did, it was uh-oh. And it's 12-7. Jonak serves. To Messbarger, Connor sets middle. Oprich got a good look. Right at Sestak, though, and it's up there by Kylie. And the attack by Fox from off the net that time will not go over. And St. Paul with the attack error gives it back over to Kearney Catholic, and Allie Prasoski will check in to serve it away. Neither team loaded with seniors. Coach Kane Fairbanks only has three seniors, Lassen, Wysocki, and Jonak. Kearney Catholic has Shayla Connor, the only senior on the varsity roster. Outside attack, Fox dug out there calling. Connor with the up. Here's Studi on the near side, and she's got it inside the line again. Kill number four for Morgan Studi. 12-9. Prasoski, who served six in a row in game one, trying to start a string here, and puts it right in front of Lassen, set to the right side. Little punch across that time, not much on it. Kearney Catholic just sets it across, though, off the Horky attack. And now trouble, and a lift is going to be called on St. Paul. The set was too tight to the net, and they're going to call Sestak for the carry. Three in a row for Kearney Catholic. They've cut it to 12-10. Prasoski. St. Paul doesn't want to give them all back right here. Sestak middle. That one's terminated big time by Carrie Sestak. Third kill of the game, fourth of the match. Sign out here for St. Paul, leading at 13-10, game two. Kearney Catholic won the opener. Alexa Wysocki, who had an ace serve the last time she was back there, will fire away at Colling. Here's the set, middle attack. Studi, just wide. Point, St. Paul, 14-10. And moving to the other corner to serve is Wysocki. Again, Paige Herbert didn't suit tonight. Been out for 2 weeks now since the Ord Triangular. Studi blocked up front by the Sestak twins. But then Oprich there tips it over. Great dig by Fosick. Kearney Catholic started to celebrate, but they've got the ball. Oprich in the middle off the tip. Dug out in the back row by Lassen. Rally going here. The set is off the mark, but Sestak got it over. Stars free ball opportunity. Studi. Studi takes it off the back row and good. Fifth kill for Morgan Studi. And the Stars do win the point, but it took a little extra work that time. And Kearney Catholic will have Studi go back and serve it away, but St. Paul maintains a 14-11 lead here in game two. And Studi serve. Drives it across there. Picked up by Wysocki. Slide it, Sestak. That goes in the net. More on Paige Herbert. It was 10 days ago, a week ago Thursday, warming up for the Kearney Catholic Ord Donovan Trumbull Triangular up at Ord, and with 90 seconds to go during serving time, she stepped on the foot of a coach and twisted her ankle, hasn't played since, which has only been two matches because they only played Ravenna last week, and then last night. They hope she'll be able to go on Thursday as Maddie Squires unleashes the fury, but St. Paul is able to return it. Connor sets Squires again, a bigger swing, and this time it does not come back. Fourth kill there for Maddie Squires, and all of a sudden, Kearney Catholic has clawed their way back into it, scoring six of the last 8 points, 14-13 St. Paul. And Studi on the serve, now going to go jump serve, try to tie it up, a lot of topspin. Fosick handles it, it's above the net, and tipped over by Sestak. Prasoski with the dig, slide Oprich, right side, dug out Lassen, tipped over Sestak, good up that top of the back row by Studi. Struggling to get it over, they do. How quick can St. Paul go? Slide, Sestak hit it in the net. That slide has not connected for St. Paul, and we are tied at a timeout by St. Paul. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-11, and then St. Paul was up 12-7 here in the second, but we're now tied at 14 on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River High School, the 2013 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. We're in the semifinals. Ward beat Wood River in four sets, and now Kearney Catholic and St. Paul battling. As Studi on the jump serve over past Squires is blocked by Sestak. It ricochets back over to the Wildcats. They'll go to Fox. She hit it off the tape and partially Oprecht's arm, and it's rolled back over to the Stars. Connor sets outside. Here's Squires on the left side. Blocked. Sestak. Good job up front by Carey and Kylie. And we'll give that one to Kylie. That'll be the first ace block of the match. And St. Paul finally gets the ball back up 15-14. But Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-11. Here's Oprecht on the slide. Right side. Fosick with a good up. Set over quickly. Tracked down by Persosky. Dumped over by Connor and hit the net. And that gave St. Paul a chance to get to it. And they'll tap it back over with Sestak. Persosky has to set it, does to Squire. She tips it over, sets on the tape, joust at the net. It comes back over to St. Paul. They're running into each other all over the place, and a double hit is going to be called. Point for Kearney Catholic, and it is 15-15 as Jenny Beans comes back into the ball game to serve. Has 3 points from the service line, an ace and an error. And Beans serves. Jenny fires it right down the middle to Fosick. Middle attack, Sestak tipped it over the double block, and it's good for Carey Sestak, her fifth kill. So 4 for Lassen, 5 for Sestak, 6 for Fox, and that's the total of 15 kills so far for St. Paul. Kearney Catholic, well, they can't even get to that many. They've got 14 right now, 5 for Studi, 4 for Squires. And Fosick to serve it away for St. Paul, up 16-15 in game two. Line drive left corner, Persosky overpass, it's at the net, and stepping across the center line is going to be Shayla Connor. Point for St. Paul, and it's 17-15. Good strong serve by Fosick. And that made Kearney Catholic pass it into the net. Fosick takes a lot of time again, dribbles, spins, fires. Down that left side, Persosky again, close to the net, pretty tight there, but Connor's able to get it to Squires, and Maddie off the single block this time, able to get her fifth kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic, Anna Squires into the front row, Shayla Connor to serve, 4 on serve receive here for St. Paul. Connor takes those 3 steps and floats it across. Not much spin on it at all. They get it to Lassen. Lassen tries to go nearside. It hit the tape, and then it spun over and fell between the double block. They were trying to locate where the ball went, and it went right between them. Mercedes with her fifth kill. And St. Paul has not relinquished that lead after grabbing it at 2-1. 18-16, and Kylie Sestak to serve. Calling to Connor. Connor sets middle. The attack, Squires is into the net. 19-16, Coach Connor very close to using a timeout. She's going to use it right here. So St. Paul, after just getting rolled in the first set, has cut down the mistakes, and they lead it 19-16 in Game 2 on Classic Hits.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
St. Paul trying to even this match up at a set apiece. They lead 19-16 here in Game 2. And Kylie Sestak on the serve. Kearney Catholic goes middle. Maddie Squires on the attack. Fox is able to keep it alive. St. Paul passes over the free ball. Studi to Connor. Set outside. Maddie Squires hit it into the tape. And that's going to be St. Paul ball. 20-16. Six of the five of the last 6 points going to the Cats. And another error on Kearney Catholic. Kylie Sestak to serve. Very short. Nobody goes and gets it. It just lands in the middle of the floor. Man, what a difference a set has made. 21-16. And again, with no disrespect to the ladies, I think the coaches agree this is not high-level volleyball at all. And Kearney Catholic will set to the outside. Shundoff, there she'll put one down. Courtney had a couple of nice plays at the very beginning of the match, and that's the first time we've heard from her since. Side out for Kearney Catholic, and Michelle Musbarger will check in. 21-17 St. Paul. Kearney Catholic won the opener, 25-11. Musbarger over to Fosick. Spinning around, they're going to have trouble getting it back, and they won't get it back. Point Stars. Each team does have one timeout remaining as we head into the home stretch of Game 2. Messbarger with her first service point of the night. And Michelle fires again. That one off Jonak. Fosick sets back row. Getting a swing is Fox. Connor with the up. Bump set Shundoff. For Studi. Got a good look. Drives it back corner. Dug out, and it's going to have to be bumped across. It is by Jonak. Connor gets a set this time. Outside Studi. Goes angle off the tip. It's picked up there by Fox. Set it right back to her. Look at that aggressiveness for Leslie. Picked up Connor. Set to the outside and miss hit by Studi. Trying to get a little fancy and take something off of it. Dumps it into the net. 22-18. Lassen on the serve for St. Paul. And Mercedes right down the line to Studi. Here's Connor. Dumps it across again. St. Paul sets close to the net. It's pretty tight. Jonak's able to tip it across. Kearney Catholic goes right side. Anna Squires, big swing. Great dig in the back row by Lassen. Here is Fox, rolls it over the double block to Connor. Anna Squires sets left side, blocked again is Studi. Stars try again, Studi off the tip. What a dig by Lassen, great rally going here. St. Paul drives it across and finishes. Leslie Fox. St. Paul deserved the point, they got the point. What a great job defensively to keep it alive until they could get the swing to put it away. Mercedes Lassen. With the serve at calling. Connor sets outside. Here's Studi. Termination number 6 for Morgan Studi. Side out. Kearney Catholic. Oprick back in. Calling to serve. But St. Paul 23-19. Two points away from evening the match at a set apiece. Calling with a left-handed serve. Across to Fosick. Stays in the back row. Lassen's going to take a swing at it. Softly drives it over to Colling. Connor backs at Squires. Tipped it into the net. 4 hits. And it's game point. St. Paul. 24-19. And Taryn Jonak will go and serve it away. Jonak waits for everybody to get set. And now the serve. Jonak, soft knuckleball. Messbarger picked it up. Way off the court. Studi has to return it. St. Paul runs it down. Here comes Fox from the left wing, and her attack is on the line. They let it go and call it good. Just caught the tape, and Leslie Fox with her match-high 8th kill. And St. Paul didn't let the tire tracks on their back from the game one bother them at all. They just pushed the truck over Kearney Catholic to take game two, 25-19. And we'll be back with the numbers right after this.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to Wood River, the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. Let's take a look at some of the numbers we had in Game 2 for Kearney Catholic. Michelle Messbarger had one service point. Morgan Studi had two service points and four kills. Shayla Connor had a kill. Maddie Squires, three kills. Courtney Shundoff, a kill. Callie Oprick had an ace block. Allie Prasoski, two service points. Nine kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Kearney Catholic. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox, two service points, four kills. Mercedes Lassen, three service points, three kills. Maddie Fosick had one service point. Kylie Sestak, three service points. One was an ace and an ace block. Carrie Sestak, four kills. Alexa Wysocki, three service points. One was an ace. And Taryn Jonak with a service point. St. Paul had 11 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. The Wildcats win it 25-19, but you always just add those three up. The kills, the blocks, and the ace serves, and that's the points that you earn. Kearney Catholic earned 10 of their 19. St. Paul earned 14 of their 25. The rest of them are errors, and we have had that the story of the match so far tonight. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-11, and St. Paul takes game 2 25-19. It's the best of five semifinal here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, and it continues after this timeout.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Lou Platte Conference Volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic will serve it away here to start game number three. We are even at a set apiece, and neither one has been all that close. Prasoski to serve, and across we go. Fosick as St. Paul moves from right to left, set it to Sestak. Angle attack down and good for Carey Sestak. St. Paul just a tad bit more height maybe from the Sestaks that Kearney Catholic has, although not enough that there should be a major difference at the net in this ball game. St. Paul scores first. The team that has scored first has lost the first two sets, so let's see if they can buck that trend. As Studi is blocked. Ace block, St. Paul. Carrie Sestak with that one, 2-0. St. Paul with the lead. Leslie Fox at the service line here. So picking up where they left off as the serve floats over to Colling. In the middle, slide. They'll get it to Oprick. Dug out there by Fosick. Trouble St. Paul, and Lassen did what she could but was just too far towards the scorer's table. Had no chance to cut it around the antenna and keep it in. So off the net it goes at a sign out here for Kearney Catholic. Serving it away, Morgan Studi going to try the jump serve and try and get something going here for the Stars. They've been pretty dead lately. Lassen's going to try and keep them that way. And ball came back above the net. Was it out of bounds? No, they're going to let him play on, and it falls to the floor on the St. Paul side. Kearney Catholic is going to get the point, and it's 2-2. Good hustle over there by Squires to get that ball back in play. And Morgan Studi on the serve. Stays with the jump serve. There's a rifle. Fosick, though, perfect pass to Sestak. That's what you want on that jump serve. And Lassen drives it through the double block for the kill. Mercedes Lassen with her sixth kill again. St. Paul only has three players with a kill here in this match, while Kearney Catholic has seven different players that have registered a kill. 3-2 St. Paul, and Fosick to serve it away. Slaps that one down the near side to Colling. Here's the slide. Oprich sizes it up, rolls it into the back row. Trouble for St. Paul. They're going to just pass it across as they ran into each other going for it. Now Connor dumps it across to the center. We'll get the kill. Second kill for Shayla. 3-3. Kearney Catholic will bring Jenny Beans in to serve it away. Even at a set apiece earlier tonight, Ward a four-set winner over the top seed Wood River. Wood River will play the loser of this Thursday at 6. Ward plays the winner sometime after that, 7:30, 8 o'clock probably. St. Paul rolls it across, and a net violation called on Kearney Catholic. I can tell the Ord coaches have to be sitting over there right now, Coach Alexander and staff, going, man, this should be the finals. St. Paul picked it up since the first set, but not the kind of match you expected to see between these two top 10 teams. Here's Squires. Tries to roll it from the 10-foot line. She's blocked. Kaylee Horkey's going to get the block. St. Paul 5-3 here in game number 3. Sestak to serve. Little short raindrop, teardrop serve just got across. Connor digs it out of the net after the joust. And it'll be slapped over by Squires, who will get a magnificent play to get this crowd into it. There's the attack by Horkey, blocked right back at him by the Stars. Now Lassen blocked again by the Stars. Shundoff running the court side to side. Lassen again around the double block. Dug out Studi, sent outside Maddie Squires over the double block. And St. Paul's able to dig it out. Can only pass it over, though. Free ball here for Kearney Catholic. Connor again tries to dump it over. St. Paul's there. Slide right side, Horkey half swing, picked up by Studi, long rally. Here's Maddie Squires. She drives it across, and Sestak, Kylie kept it alive. Standing spike, rolls across Lassen, a couple of one arms, got it back over. Free ball here, St. Paul, short set, Jonak, dug out Prasoski. Longest rally of the match, the set off the mark. Squires got it across, and it's tipped down by Jonak. Taryn Jonak with her first kill, and St. Paul with three in a row. And there's kind of the point we were talking about, something to get the juices flowing in this match. 6-3, Kylie Sestak to serve. She had a couple of magnificent digs in that run. Connor slides, shunned off, big swing, Fox with the dig. St. Paul rolls it across, dug out by Connor in the front row. They go to Squires. She tries to drop it into the back corner. It's dug out there by Fox. Lassen, little off-balance swing, but it's still good to split the back row. Seventh kill for Mercedes Lassen. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. And after winning the first set 25-11, the Stars are glazed over right now. It's 1-1, and St. Paul leads game 3, 7-3 here on Classic Hits.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Wood River. As we roll along in set number 3, it is Kylie Sestak going for 4 in a row from the service line, and the Stars finally able to end the run there with Courtney Shundoff getting her third kill, but it's St. Paul 7-4 here early in game number 3, even at a set apiece. Shayla Connor to serve it away now for Kearney Catholic, and that'll bring Anna Squires into the front row. And to serve across Jonak, too tight to the net. Shundoff took a swing at it, and they're going to call her for touching the net, trying to put that ball away. And St. Paul gets the ball right back at 8-4. Serving it away, Mercedes Lassen. Lassen floats that knuckleball in the middle to Colling. Here's the set right side. Squires on the attack. Overpass by St. Paul. Stays on their side, though, and rolled over by Fox. Connor with the dig. Shuntoff with the two ball. Takes it across. Picked up there by Fosick. Jonak with the tip back, and it's good. The switches that St. Paul has made and the adjustments that they are seeing here have been fabulous since the end of game one. Lassen with the serve, 9-4. Colling again to Connor. Off the net, it's going to be shunned off, and she'll drive it through the double block, and good. St. Paul has done such a good job with their serving and the way they're moving the ball around. Kearney Catholic hasn't got a lot of big swings here. And coming in to serve is Mackenzie Smith. Smith down the left side to Fox. Set back to Leslie from off the net. She'll take it off the block of Shundoff. Connor with the dig. Right side. It'll be tipped across by Squires. Overpass. Free ball. Shundoff on the joust. Jonak tipped it back over. Good return by the Stars, and it's right back in their court. Connor short set. Shundoff around the single block, and Courtney records her fifth kill. 9-6. Kearney Catholic serve here for Mackenzie Smith. Slaps that volleyball around a little bit. Now serves it right down the left side to Fox. They pop it back to her from the 10-foot line. Takes a good swing. Smith with the dig. Connor with the set. Right side, Anna Squires on the attack. Off Lassen, headed up to the wrestling room. And give her the kill. Anna Squires with her second kill. And three in a row here, I believe, for the Stars. And there they put the point up, 9-7. Smith on the serve. St. Paul doesn't want to give them all back right away here. Here's the set outside. Fox unloads. Leslie Fox, first kill of the game and a match-high ninth. Just a freshman, are you kidding me? It is 10-7. And back to serve it away is Taryn Jonak. Jonak, one step. Floats it across to Smith, pass to Connor. Outside, here comes Studi. Got a good look around the double block. Jonak with the dig, high up in the rafters. Didn't hit anything, but passed across. Free ball, Stars. Connor dumps it over again. Jonak is ready. Set to the right side. Here is the attack by Horky. Kearney Catholic keeps it alive. Goes left side. Studi off the double block. Ricochets off of Carrie Sestak. And they'll set it to Fox. Rolls it right on the line, and right there is Connor. Good position. Studi blocked up front. Ace block. Carrie Sestak, her second ace block of this game, 11-7. Jonak has been picking up just kind of one point at a time at the service line. We'll try and change that here. A little more aggressive to Colling. Again, Connor has to run it down. Right side, Squires. Dug out there by Jonak. Set to the outside, St. Paul. It's going to be Fox. Dug out, Smith. Kearney Catholic goes to Studi. Dumps it into the net. Another error. Substitution for Coach Connor, and here comes Kylie Teal in and Studi out. 12-7, St. Paul. Jonak with the serve. Even at a set apiece. Short serve, lunging at it, shunned off. Pass it all the way back over. Now St. Paul overpassed it, and we've got it in the net. Violation on St. Paul. Or back row attack. Looks like one said net, one said back row. Nonetheless, it's Kearney Catholic ball. And St. Paul is just staying the course right now. They're doing a great job of getting one or two at a time. Had a nice little run there of four in a row earlier in the game. Colling serve, backs up Lassen. She makes the play outside. Horky on the attack, and that far corner is absolutely wide open. And once again, Horky and St. Paul able to find it. And that'll be her first kill, the fifth different Wildcat to get into the kill column. And to serve it away for the Wildcats. St. Paul drives it over. Looks like Wysocki. Kearney Catholic tips it. Ball's above the net. The joust tip back over. Misplay by the Stars. Free ball hammered home by Leslie Fox, and that's her 10th kill. And into the ball game, McKenna Butler. You can kind of tell that Coach Chris Connor is just... frustrated is not the word, but nothing's going the way of the Stars. St. Paul just keeps right after it, and bewildered might be more of it. And this serve right on the corner and just missed the line. And the Stars didn't have anybody there either. They were running like the Dickens to try and get over there, and the serve was just out. 14-9 St. Paul. After being waxed in the opening game 25-11, they win game 2 25-19 and are off to a good start here in game 3. St. Paul sets outside Fox, near side, off Prasoski, headed to the back wall, give her the kill. Number 11 for Fox. And Kearney Catholic right now really doesn't have an answer. Fox can go angle, Fox can go line, she can roll it. Now she's going to go back and serve it. And Leslie flies that down the middle to Colling. Here's the set, back row Smith on the swing, and there's a kill. St. Paul wasn't ready for that one, and Mackenzie Smith hit a perfect one from the back row, cross court, well in front of the St. Paul bench. Her first kill. Sign out here for the Stars, and Teal will stay in to serve and sends it deep and out of bounds. That's the first service error of the game for Kearney Catholic, each team with one. And Maddie Fosick to go back and serve it away. Ward beat Wood River in four sets earlier tonight. And now we're even at a set apiece here in the second semifinal. On KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, St. Paul. Fosick serve, Connor short slide. Oprich drives it through the double block, and we have not heard her name hardly at all tonight. That is her second kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic. In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament earlier tonight, Overton defeated SEM 25-17, 25-23, and then Axtell, a 25-23, 25-17 winner over Elm Creek. Jenny Beans into serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Lassen stabs at it. They set it back to her off the back foot. Don't think it got across. It is out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call that it was touched by Kearney Catholic and say it is a kill for Mercedes Lassen, her eighth. So one of those that it's hard to tell from our angle. But great job by Lassen. And the side out here for the Wildcats on their way to a 2-1 lead here in this match. If they can kind of just hang on, Maddie Squires will get it back for Kearney Catholic. They set her middle and drives it off the double block. Her sixth kill. High school sports also can be heard on PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can hear the matches shortly after the completion of our broadcast on our podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com as well. Shayla Connor now to serve. Throws that teardrop over, overpass, but it just stays in, so Studi had to play it. Connor goes to Anna Squires. Her cross-court attack, punch back over. Stars now have to scramble just to return it. Great job there by Fox, just on a defensive save. Right side, here's Horky, but that one is in the net. And the error will give Kearney Catholic their first point on serve in nearly a full rotation. And Connor will go back and try and get a streak going here. But St. Paul has not allowed that to happen here in the third set. Connor across to Fox. Sestak sets to the middle, and Lassen is going to be wide on that attack. And it's 17-14. Coach Kane has his timeouts if he elects to use them. 17-14. Kearney Catholic also has one timeout left. And the serve across Lassen close to the net. So Sestak just two-balled it over. Here's a middle attack. Shunned off, blocked up front by Jonah. Colling with the dig. Outside Studi. Blocked again. Horky teaming up with Taryn Jonak. Get a big block to get the ball back to St. Paul and not lose that lead. 18-14. Stars had got three, and that's where it stopped. Lassen on the serve. Connor. And a set it to Shundoff, blocked again at the net by Horky. Ball above the net and terminated by Jonak. 19-14, St. Paul answers the bell. Coach Connor looking around, thinking about the timeout, decides not to use it. Lassen serves it deep, so the correct call in that instance. And Mackenzie Smith re-enters. She's got 5 points from the service line so far in this match. 19-15, St. Paul, game three, even at a set apiece. And a serve by Smith. Backing up, Fox makes the play. They set it to Leslie on the left wing. She hammers it home. Kill number 12 for Leslie Fox. And it is 20-15. St. Paul back on serve. Jonak will go back there to try and get them closer to a 2-1 lead. Shonok serve at Colling. Again, it stays in the back row to the outside. The attack driven across by Studi. Here comes St. Paul. Horky takes it. Dug out by Colling to the right side. Anna Squires, big swing, but way down low to pick it up is Lassen. Man, what great defense since that first set by the Cats were still alive. Back on the St. Paul side. Here's the set for Fox again. Rolls it into the back row. Stars are going to get a chance. Slide it to Shundoff. And on her angle attack, she'll get the kill. That is the sixth kill. Shundoff, Squires, and Studi all have six for Kearney Catholic. A dozen for Fox. And eight for Lassen to lead St. Paul. Now Whitney Colling playing the libero tonight will serve it away. And the left-handed serve right down the middle into the hands of Lassen. Back set right side Horky. High roll across. Just sets there. Connor trying to get to it. Studi off the back foot gets the kill. That'll be the seventh kill for Morgan Studi. 20-17. St. Paul still has a three-point lead here in game number three. They drop back three defensively. Fox, Lassen, and Fosick on serve receive here for St. Paul. Colling a little extra time. Now fires this one. Nice low one to Lassen. They up it there from the 10-foot line. Fox off the single block. There was nobody in front of that 10-foot line except for Anna Squires. And Fox, with a tough swing, converts. That's her fifth kill of this game alone. 21-17, St. Paul. And serving it across Wysocki, and it's deep. So right back over to Kearney Catholic. That'll be the third service error of this game for the Wildcats. Again, St. Paul 20-2. They were upset by Centura earlier this season. The only other loss came to Grand Island Central Catholic in three sets, 2-1. And the serve across here by Ali Prusoski to Sestak. Big swing. Prusoski over pass. Sestak hits it again. This time it's the second Sestak. Kearney Catholic able to tip it over. What a save. It is the Kylie and Carey Sestak show. Stars to the outside. Studi on the attack. One arm up that time by Wysocki. Tipped over Prusoski with the dig. Slide Oprek. She's got it dug out in the back row by Lassen. And St. Paul runs together. And the ball falls to the floor. That is really the first mistake we've seen from St. Paul in some time, and we will get a timeout. Kearney Catholic has scored four of the last 5 points. They're trying to get back into game three, but St. Paul still leads at 21-19 on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, this is as close as any of the three sets have been this deep in the match. And Kearney Catholic with Ali Prusoski to serve. St. Paul leading at 21-19. Each team has a timeout remaining. We're even at a game apiece here in our second Lou Platt semifinal. Prusoski across to Fosick. Here's the set, Kylie Sestak. Right side, Fox off the tip. Kearney Catholic digs it out. Out to Studi. Got a good run behind her. Rolls it off that block with some power and gets the kill. Number eight for Studi. And after really struggling for most of this game, Kearney Catholic has started to put it together here. But can St. Paul fight it off? Prusoski, short serve. Fosick has it. Sestak sets it from one to the other. Rolled across, though all of a sudden no big swings from St. Paul. Studi will take one and drive it down, and we're tied. Team high ninth kill for Studi. 21-21. Prusoski with her 11th service point of the match. St. Paul does not want to let this one get away. They had it. Played too well. Estak sets to the outside, so they go to Fox. Smith with the dig, run down by Studi. Set across by Connor. Tough spot there, but dug out nicely by Wysocki, and the attack by Fox is off the tip for the kill. Everybody had it. And Leslie Fox will go back to serve it away now after keeping St. Paul in the lead, 22-21, late third. And Fox fires that line drive. Smith spreads that to go get it, doing the splits and knocked across there by Studi. Outside, here's Lassett on the attack. Smith with the dig. Connor runs it down. Studi from the middle around the double block and finds the corner to keep us tied. 22-22. Back into the front row, Maddie Squires. Smith comes out to serve it away. Will be Morgan Studi. Will she go jump serve or not? She's lining up to use that jump serve. And here we go at 22-all. The high toss, the fire. A lot of top spin, but handled easily by Wysocki. Outside, Lassen. Blocked up front by Oprich. Callie Oprich with the ace block. And Kearney Catholic has taken the lead, 23-22. It's their first lead of this set. And St. Paul's going to use their final timeout, especially with Studi back there on the service line. So a key point coming up. Kearney Catholic leads 23-22 over St. Paul. Game three, we're even at a set apiece when we come back.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The National League Championship Series continues to air on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. Matt Holliday had a two-run home run for the Cardinals, but the Dodgers have answered in the fourth. They move into the sixth inning. It's St. Louis 3 and the LA Dodgers 2. In game four, the Cardinals are up 2-1 in that series. Earlier today, Boston on a Mike Napoli home run beat Detroit 1-0. Morgan Studi ready to serve for Kearney Catholic at 23-22 in set number three. Sestak sets it middle, last an open look, dug out by Collin, goes straight up in the air from the 10-foot line. Squires rolls it back corner, picked up by Fox. Sestak slide from one to the other, and it's off the tip of Squires. Connor sets it back to Maddie. She tries to tip it, and it's blocked back down. Carrie Sestak, her third ace block of this game to tie it at 23. Down to the wire to see who goes up 2-1. Maddie Fosick to serve now for St. Paul. Gets psyched up and fires it just across the net. What a serve. Picked up Studi. Middle attack. Oprich around a single block down and good. St. Paul didn't get the block up that time. And Oprich will get her third kill, and it is game point here for Kearney Catholic. That's been such a rarity that St. Paul didn't get the block up. But now the freshman, Jenny Beans, in her first pressure situation, comes on to serve. Game point, Kearney Catholic. Can St. Paul get it back? Picked up by Lassen. They'll set it back to Mercedes in the middle. Drives it across. Beans with the dig. Connor drives it across. Hit the net. Picked up Lassen. They go to her again on the left wing. Half swing down and good. You go to your money player, and that's exactly what setter Kylie Sestak did. Kept feeding Mercedes Lassen. And for the first time in the tournament, we're going extra points, 24-24. And Kylie Sestak to serve, game number three. Kearney Catholic does have a timeout left. If they want to use it, probably if St. Paul gets the lead, they will. Studi on serve, receive. Connor slide. Here's the attack by Shundoff. Down and good. Courtney Shundoff, that is her fifth kill of this game. Help get Kearney Catholic back in it. Squires, Anna back in the front row. Shayla Connor to serve. It's game point number two for Kearney Catholic here in the third set. Once again, can St. Paul get the ball back? Connor serves safely into Fosick. Uh-oh, ace serve. It was passed off the court, and Kearney Catholic will get the ace serve and somehow survive game number three, and that is a huge blow for St. Paul. It looked like they were going to win this one. They were up 20-15, but Kearney Catholic comes back to take it 26-24 over St. Paul. It's the best of five, so the Stars are up 2-1. We'll give you the numbers when we come back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Let's take a look now at the numbers from set number three. Much better for both teams, especially as we got towards the end there. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox had one service point and six kills. Mercedes Lassen had two service points and four kills. Kaylee Horkey had two ace blocks and a kill. Kylie Sestak had three service points. Carrie Sestak, three ace blocks and a kill. One service point for Alexa Wysocki. Taryn Jonak, two service points and three kills. That's 15 kills, five ace blocks, and no ace serves for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi had three service points and four kills. Shayla Connor, three service points. One was an ace and a kill. Maddie Squires, one kill. Courtney Shundoff, five kills. Callie Oprek, an ace block, two kills. Anna Squires, a kill. Allie Prasoski, three service points. Mackenzie Smith, two service points and a kill. 15 kills, one ace block, one ace serve. Kearney Catholic takes game three, 26-24 over St. Paul, and they're up 2-1. We'll be back with the fourth set of our second semifinal here in the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, our first match tonight went four games. We're going at least four in our second match, and Taryn Jonak will serve it away for St. Paul. Kearney Catholic goes to the middle, and Oprek tips it off that double block and gets the Kearney Catholic point. Kearney Catholic fans have decided to move behind their team over here as you switch the bench each side and get a little bit more vocal here. The St. Paul fans did a great job of doing that, even when they were getting thumped in the opening set. Kind of got him going in game two and off to that start in game three. As Prasoski serves it across, St. Paul goes middle. Sestak drives it across. Maddie Squires with a dig. Outside Studi, her attack down and good. 2-0, Kearney Catholic. On the serve from Prasoski. Allie, far and away the team leader in serving points with a dozen. She has one ace. Studi leads the team with 11 kills, 7 for Shundoff. And 6 for Squires. Leslie Fox leads St. Paul with 14 kills. Lassen has 9. And Carrie Sestak has 6. Serve across, and the attack by Horkey is going to go into the net. And Kearney Catholic quickly 3-0. And Coach Kane Fairbanks knows that he cannot afford to see his team with their feet stuck in the mud here early in game number 4. Don't let the effects of game 3 carry over. Serve across to Horkey. Set to the outside. Here's Fox. Blocked. Oprek. Ace block number 4 for Callie Oprek. He doesn't want to use a timeout here. He just wants to pep his kids up, but he knows they can't afford to fall down anymore. Prasoski on the serve at 4-0 Stars. St. Paul's got to find what they were doing in game three. Here's the slide. Sestak in the middle drives it off the single block, and Carey has her seventh kill. St. Paul on the board. Again earlier tonight, Fort Kearney Conference, Overton beat SEM, and Axtell beat Elm Creek in straight sets to advance to the finals in Wilcox Thursday. Good strong serve there by Alexa Wysocki. Stars struggle, but they do pass it over with Prosaski. Short set, Sestak taps it over. Dug out by Studi. They set it back to Morgan on the left wing. Her attack is blocked. Collings there to dig it out, and then nobody can get it because she went to the ground, and they were stepping all over her. And Sestak then ends up getting credit for the kill. Wysocki on the serve. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Mystico Sports postgame show. As the serve is across, and Studi's return attack is out of bounds deep. So Kearney Catholic got the first four, and St. Paul quickly with three in a row. And a chance now to tie it for Alexa Wysocki here in the fourth set. Moves the serve around to Prasoski. Connor sets middle. Oprich one-on-one, overshot the defense. They're looking for a tip, and there is no tip. Out of bounds it goes. We're tied at four. 4-4 with Wysocki on the serve. So a game of mini streaks here to start the fourth set. Short set, serve. Colling had to dive after it, left it above the net on a free ball, put away for Kylie Sestak. That's her first kill from the center position. And St. Paul's up 5-4. Great response here from the Wildcats. They're never, ever going to give up. They always have that killer instinct in them. As the serve is across, dumped over by Connor, and that time it's down and good. Shayla, her third kill. And 5-5, game four. Kearney Catholic up 2-1. After a 26-24 come-from-behind third-set victory, Studi's jump serve just off the back line. That jump serve, it comes down, and it was just off the back line, out of bounds. Back to serve it away will be Leslie Fox, who's done a little bit of everything for St. Paul. Overpass stars, tipped over by Connor. Here's Sestak in the middle. Block that time, ace block, Oprich. Callie has started to come to life here again since the latter portion of game three. And that ace block is her match-high fifth. We've seen more ace blocks just tonight in both matches than we've seen really all year long. Jenny Beans, the freshman, now rotates in to serve. That's her lone duty right now for Kearney Catholic and has done pretty good at it. St. Paul passes off the mark, so Fosick sets it across. Here's Connor on the free ball from the 10-foot line, a half swing by Maddie Squires. Then overpass, free ball, Connor terminates. St. Paul lost where they were on the court, tried the bump set, and it set up perfectly for Shayla Connor. And Kearney Catholic back on top, 7-6. Game four, Beans to serve. And Jenny served. Yeah. A little fun over there for the St. Paul student body. Give him credit. Lassen on the attack. Oh, what a dig by Maddie Squires and tip back over by Connor. That was everything but on the floor, and then it does not get returned. I think St. Paul thought they'd won the point. I thought they'd won the point, but there was no whistle, and a great dig over there by Kearney Catholic to keep the point alive, 8-6. Now St. Paul got to get that volleyball back. And Beans with the serve. Knuckles it right down the middle. Off Wysocki off the back row. Lassen's going to roll it across from the 10-foot line. Slide shunned off. Stars drive it through the double block. And Courtney with her eighth kill. 9-6. It's kind of amazing, and we've touched on it a lot tonight, how one team all of a sudden just seems like they never played the game. Then all of a sudden they're on fire, and the other team goes in the tank. And that is what it's been for most of the night tonight. Right now, Kearney Catholic's hot. Here's Sestak trying to get it back, and it's deep on Carey's attack. And Kearney Catholic with five in a row, 10-6. And St. Paul is going to use a timeout. So Kearney Catholic was up 4-0. Then St. Paul ran off five in a row. Now it's 10-6. In favor of Kearney Catholic in the fourth set, up 2-1. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power. Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jenny Bean serves. Overpass tipped over by Sestak. Good save there for St. Paul and passed over by Kearney Catholic out of the timeout. Here's Sestak in the middle off the double block down and good. Carey already three kills here in the fourth set, nine of the match. Side out St. Paul. Kearney Catholic leads it 10-7 in the fourth, and they're up 2-1. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, Wood River. And back to serve it away is Maddie Fosick for St. Paul. Fosick fires a deep serve ace. Kearney Catholic didn't know what to do with it. First they yelled deep, let it go, and then they knew it wasn't going to be out of bounds, and they couldn't get back in front of it in time. Ace serve, 10-8. Fosick tries again. And we have got a little whistle there to, again, move some of the student body back a little bit. Don't get them too far out on the court. Don't want them in the way, so good job. And they serve. This time a lot shorter. They drove the back row back. This time Fosick brings them short. Back to back. Ace serves. And nothing like a little three in a row run to roll it again here for St. Paul. 10-9. A chance to tie it. Fosick spins it a couple of times. And on the way, she comes left corner to Prasoski. Good pass to Connor. Slide shunned off right side. Off the double block. Picked up there by Fox. Set to Lassen on the left wing, over the double block, just about knocked Maddie Squires down, but she's able to pick it up. Now she rolls it across as it's set to her. Sestak dumps it over, and St. Paul, in the middle of those big swings, gets the kill from Kylie Sestak, her second. And another run, four in a row for St. Paul, and we're tied 10-10. Don't forget when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews, stay here. As it's floated deep into the hands of Kearney Catholic, they get it to Studi, and then it's dumped over Connor, and Connor finds the floor. St. Paul was in the net anyway. Connor with her fifth kill, and three of them are here in this set. And now Shayla will go back to serve it away, and Anna Squires will come into the front row for the Stars as the serve goes right in the middle. Picked up there by Wysocki. Outside to Lassen, rolls it over the double block and got the kill. Mercedes Lassen, first kill of this game, but 10th of the match, and the angle where Coach Chris Connor is standing, it was like the ball was coming right at her, and she knew what was going to happen before it happened and had that look only a coach can have, or maybe a parent. Here's Shundoff, blocked up front by Jonak, picked up and pushed across by Studi. St. Paul, overset, free ball. Anna Squires tries to dunk it down, can't do it. Picked up St. Paul, Lassen rolls it over, same thing. Down and good. Mercedes Lassen, back-to-back tip kills. Connor was trying to cover the line on the block. Nobody came back over on the angle. And St. Paul has taken the lead at 12-11. Serve across Kylie Sestak. Kearney Catholic goes to Shundoff, left wing. Gets the kill in the net as well on St. Paul. Courtney with one of her best nights of the season. That's nine kills. And Mackenzie Smith re-enters the ball game to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. 12-12 in the fourth. And the serve. Strong middle to Lassen. They'll send it back to Mercedes. Got a good look around the single block. Connor with the dig. Set outside Studi. She'll drive it back. It's dug out into the rafters. It's bouncing around, and nobody can get it. Studi with the kill. Her 12th. 13-12. Kearney Catholic regains the lead. Mackenzie Smith now with six kills. Or six service points, excuse me. St. Paul will drop four on serve receive. That time it's at Fox. Haven't heard much from her lately. Now Lassen, dug out by Smith. Shunned off to Studi on the left wing. To Fosick, close to the net, over the net. Tip back by Studi, saved by St. Paul. Lassen around the block. It's into the net, and give him a kill. Lassen off a calling, pass back into the net. And Mercedes now with a dozen kills. 13-13, game four. St. Paul trails 2-1, and Lassen now to serve it away. Mercedes knuckleball in the middle of Colling. Connor sets it right side. Anna Squires tips it over. Fosick overpassed it. Stars go quickly, dumped over. Connor saw them running one way, tipped it back against the grain. And now Shayla Connor becoming a force from that center position. Four kills in this set. Again, another tight one. We had a bunch of runs to get us to 10-10. Now we've kind of exchanged points here at 14-13. Stars. St. Paul Jonak in the middle. Off the tape, picked up by Connor. Squires slides it. Oprich with the swing. It's just off the back line and out of bounds. Point St. Paul, 14-14. Give you an update from the National League Championship Series. Top of the seventh, it remains Cardinals 3 and Dodgers 2. Jonak on the serve for St. Paul. Trying to get the lead back. It clipped the net. Smith picked it up. Connor set it. Squires drills it off Fox, and they're going to call her for a lift. Big-time swing by Anna Squires, her third kill. Kearney Catholic 15-14, and Prasoski back in to serve here for the Stars. Jonak checks out for the Wildcats. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports tonight. It's been some pretty close volleyball. This match has gotten much better after the first two sets that they split. St. Paul on the attack with Fox. Dugout Smith set to Studi. Off the net from the left wing, partially blocked, picked up there by Sestak. Overpass, joust at the net. Connor tipped it over, but St. Paul saves it. Now a good swing that will terminate it for Leslie Fox. That's her first kill of this set, but her match high, 15. And we're tied at 15 as Alexa Wysocki re-enters for St. Paul to serve the volleyball away. Again, earlier tonight, Ward beat Wood River in four sets. 25-14, 25-19, 23-25, 25-23. Here's Studi off the block, got the kill. Morgan now leads the Stars with 13, 16-15. Studi to serve. Oprich, Maddie Squires in the front row. Studi's going to use that jump serve. There's the toss, there's the serve. Picked up Wysocki. Sestak tips it above the net. It's a free one, and Maddie Squires with the easy tip down. Squires with her seventh kill, also first of the game, and Kearney Catholic up by two, 17-15. St. Paul used a timeout earlier, so they have one remaining. Studi's jump serve, nicely handled by Fosick. Dumped across again, Sestak. Connor lunged at it to keep it alive. Prasoski sets Squires. She's blocked, saved by Colling. Connor sets middle. Oprich just tips it over. Dug out there by Fox and set back to Leslie on the left wing, and she'll drive it home again. 16 kills for the freshman, Leslie Fox, and more importantly, St. Paul gets the ball back. Fox to serve it away, trailing 17-16. Fox's serve. Deep, Colling makes the play. It would have been right close to the line. Squires rolls it across. Fox passes it to Sestak, set outside Lassen. She rolls it over. Kearney Catholic, they say, kept it alive. St. Paul gets it back to Lassen. That time, Colling digs. Connor sets back to Squires. Her attack out and deep. And St. Oh, a tip has been called. A tip has been called. Kearney Catholic's going to get a break. And again, if I said that right, I think it was Squires that had the kill. If I write that down wrong, I apologize. But instead of being tied, it's now 18-16, Kearney Catholic. By just a fingernail. And Jenny Beans now in to serve it away. She had four in a row earlier in this set. That forced St. Paul to call their first time out. And Beans served. She changes it up, goes down the far line to Lassen, set it back to Mercedes, rolls it off the block down and good. And that quickly, it's back in the Wildcats' possession. Fourth kill of this set, 13th of the match for Mercedes Lassen. 18-17, Kearney Catholic in the fourth, and they're up 2-1 here on Classic Hits 98.9. And PlatteRiverPreps.com, Maddie Fosick to serve for St. Paul. Over 3.5 hours of volleyball already in the books and more to come. As the serve floats down the middle to Studi, set outside. Squires got a great look. Hit the tape that allowed Fox to go get it. It's returned back over. Set to Squires again. Rolls it over. Nice dig that time, Lassen. They're able to get a little bump set to Mercedes. She rolls it across. Kearney Catholic, two one-arm saves by Studi and Prasoski get it across. St. Paul to Jonak. And now it turns back to the Stars. They're going to get a swing on the slide. Shundoff, one arm up by Jonak. Here's Lassen on the attack, blocked by Shundoff, but crossing the center line on Kearney Catholic. Oh, you hate to see that point end that way for either team, but St. Paul needed it, and they got it. They called Connor for coming down across the center line. And Fosick to serve again. She had a couple of aces the last time she was back there. 18 all in the fourth. Drives a strong one at Studi. Ooh, Collin goes into the bench. She's okay, though. Jonak on the attack. Surprised she got out of there okay. Here's Squire. She'll drive it over. Fox with the dig. St. Paul's defense has helped them bring this back. Lassen on the attack. Dug out low by Studi. Squire sends it deep. Out of bounds. St. Paul has the lead. 19-18. Kearney Catholic has both their timeouts, but not anymore. Coach Chris Connor will use one right here as St. Paul continues to battle. They're down 2-1, but have regained the lead 19-18 here in Game 4.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
We play on at the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament here in Wood River. Maddie Fosick serving for St. Paul, leading it now 19-18 in the fourth as the Cats have scored the last three. Kearney Catholic's up 2-1. Fosick serve. There's a short one picked up by Studi. Dumped across Connor right back at the server. Fox ran it down. Back set. Nobody's sure who it's for, so Fosick bumps it across. Stars got a free ball. Squire, she'll tip it across. Lassen on the high pickup, set it back to Mercedes. Left wing off the block, digging it out of her own block is Shundoff. Back row attack, Studi put it in the net. Stars tried something different there. We haven't seen a lot of sets to the back row this season for Kearney Catholic. And it's 20-18, St. Paul. Fosick looking for four in a row here. And Maddie Fosick fires that one across to Studi. Here's a good set. Slide shunned off right side. It's deep. And there is no tip. Out of bounds. 21-18. St. Paul now pulling away in game four. Fosick just trying to keep those strong serves in play. Maddie again, that one didn't have a whole lot on it. Colling picks it up. Connor slides Shundoff again. This time Shundoff got on top of it and fires it down to the floor. Courtney with her 10th kill. Side out Kearney Catholic, but St. Paul has that lead where they need it. 21-19, trying to force a fifth set. And Shayla Connor now to serve it away for Kearney Catholic. Connor looks a little tired out there. It's been a long match. Lassen on the outside, tips it over the double block. Down and good. That's been working most of the night for St. Paul. Lassen, her 14th kill. 22-19, St. Paul. 3 points away from a fifth set. And Kylie Sestak to serve. Sestak strong down the middle, calling. Connor sets it to the outside. Here's Shundoff again. Near side hammer. Courtney Shundoff looking as good as we've seen her all season long. The sophomore with 11 kills. Being outdone only by the freshman Leslie Fox of St. Paul with 16. And Mackenzie Smith back into serve it here for Kearney Catholic. Trying to scratch it even closer. Across to Fox. Good pass to Sestak. Over to Lassen on the right side. Up by Smith. Almost ran over Coach Connor to get it. Good moves there by the coach to get out of the way. Back to St. Paul. They got a swing, though. Lassen, she'll terminate. Mercedes Lassen, that is 6 kills in the game and 15 of the match. 23-20. And now Lassen will serve. And St. Paul wants to sub. Coach Kane Fairbanks wants to make sure he's got enough subs left. It looks like the official said either three or four, but it's been a long set. Now Lassen to serve, 23-20. Knuckleball over to Smith. Connor sets it up. Rolled over by Studi. Picked up by Lassen. Here's the bump set from the 10-foot line. Fox can just roll it across. Stars will set middle. Shunned off the tape. One arm up Sestak. Second arm to keep it up. Set across free ball. Stars go quick. Right side Anna Squires. What a run down Lassen, but I don't think they'll get it back. No. It's not for lack of effort. St. Paul always on skates over there. And Whitney calling to serve as both crowds starting to get into it again. 23-21. St. Paul in the fourth. And calling with the serve. Deep out of bounds. Game point, St. Paul. 24-21. Kearney Catholic wants to use their final timeout. We'll use it with them. We're a point away from heading to a fifth set.
Classic Rock returns to the Heartland Event Center with the Guess Who. Fill your non-Husker football Saturday, October 19th with the classic sounds of the Guess Who. The Guess Who, Saturday, October 19th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Tickets are on sale right now through Ticketmaster at the box office with value tickets starting at only $20 plus fees. No sugar tonight, my coffee. No Don't sugar miss the Guess Who.
Okay, welcome back to Wood River High School. Doug Duda with you here as there is a discussion between the officials, and they're going to have to call in some folks here, maybe to get the student body under control. It's hard to hear what they're saying from this side. But trying to cheer their team on. It's been a very close match. And it's 24-21. It's enough that the head official came down to talk to his partner. And now to talk to one of the school administrators. And now everything's ready to go again. It is what it is. Taryn Jonak to serve it away now for St. Paul to send us to a fifth set. 24-21 St. Paul, game point number one for the Wildcats. And the senior serves it into the air. Across to Smith. Connor sets middle. Oprick on the attack. Blocked. Connor with the dig. Oprick just has to set it across. Free ball here. St. Paul sets it. Horky outside. It's Fox dug out by Smith. Connor dumps it over, but right at Sestak. Passed into the net. St. Paul dug it out and returned it. Colling gets it to Connor. Slide. Oprick drives it across and got the kill. Callie Oprick, just her fifth kill of the match. And Kearney Catholic fights off one game point, 24-22. And Allie Prasoski in to serve. Game point number two for St. Paul. Stars still need to get the next two for sure. Prasoski serve. Gets it across to Fox. Here's the set. To the middle, Sestak's going to tip it across. Connor dug it. That means nobody there to set it, and they got trouble. They bump over a free ball. St. Paul, Sestak to Sestak, tipped over, blocked Oprick, one arm up. Smith saves, and it's rolled back over by Studi. St. Paul again, Horky sets to the outside. Fox off the block, dug out by Studi. Connor, slide Oprick right side on the angle. Good up the time by Kylie Sestak. Another swing by Fox. Off the block, it's dug out by Colling. It's still game point. Outside Studi, blocked! And we go to a fifth set. Carrie Sestak with her fourth ace block, teaming up with Horky. And St. Paul, 25-22, sends us to a fifth set. We'll have the numbers when we come back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years, Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Let's look at the numbers from the fourth set here. This Lou Platt Conference semifinal for Kearney Catholic. I had Morgan Studi with 3 kills and 1 service point. Shayla Connor had 4 kills. Maddie Squires, 2 kills. Courtney Shundoff had 4 kills. Callie Oprick, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Anna Squires, 2 kills. Allie Prasoski, 3 service points. Mackenzie Smith, a service point. And Jenny Beans had 4 service points. 17 kills, 2 ace blocks, no ace serves for Kearney Catholic. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox had 2 kills. Mercedes Lassen had 6 kills. Maddie Fosick had 4 6-service points, it looks like. 2 of those were aces. Kylie Sestak had a service point and 2 kills. Carrie Sestak had an ace block, 3 kills. Alexa Wysocki, 4 service points. 13 kills, 1 ace block, 2 ace serves. St. Paul takes the fourth set, 25-22. Kearney Catholic, easy in game one, 25-11. St. Paul, almost as easy, 25-19 in game two. Kearney Catholic had to come back to win game three, 26-24, which looms extra large now. And St. Paul wins game four, 25-22. These teams will stay on the same side of the court that they've won, played here in the fourth set. And St. Paul has won the 2 sets when they've been to our left, so they're going to stay there. We'll head to a 5th set. The winner gets awarded for the conference championship on Thursday, and we'll be right back.
Selling a home is no time for trial and error. Smart sellers who choose full service Hastings First Choice know that Hastings First Choice has demonstrated time and time again their knowledge of pricing, financing, and negotiating on your behalf.
And more visibly than just the multiple listings, innovative and effective marketing on your behalf builds value in your relationship well beyond percentages.
Reduce stress with Hastings First Choice while maximizing your profit and minimizing your risk. Building trust. Serving with integrity. Hastings First Choice Real Estate. Hastings First Choice.
Farmers, you can lose thousands of dollars to grain spoilage, so maintaining your grain handling equipment is more important than ever. That's where Hi-Tech comes in. It's time for Hi-Tech to change your gearbox oil and finish the comprehensive 10-point inspection. Hi-Tech will check all the belts, bearings, and hardware to protect your bottom line. Preventive maintenance saves time, money, and gives you peace of mind. Call Hi-Tech at 308-468-5580 today so you can have an easier tomorrow. Hi-Tech Incorporated. Let our knowledgeable and experienced staff go to work for you today.
We go to a 5th set. Kearney Catholic will move from right to left. St. Paul from left to right. Just to show you the difference from the first 2 sets to the last two. In the first 2 sets, Kearney Catholic had 17 kills. In the last two, 32. For St. Paul, they had 18 in the first 2 sets, 28 in the last two. And Kearney Catholic won the toss, so they'll serve it away first with Allie Prasoski. Of course, here in the 5th set, we just go to 15 points. So any kind of a run like we saw at the start of the 4th set could be key. And the serve by Prasoski. Dug out that time by Leslie Fox. They'll get it to her from the back row. She's going to knock it across. That's not where she's stationed, but that's how far back she was. Studi on the tack. It's deep by about 6 inches. And St. Paul scores first. By the way, the trend continued last game. The team that has scored first has lost all 4 sets. That's not a good omen for St. Paul. They'll try and turn that around here with Wysocki. Serves it across, slide, middle, Oprick deep. 2-0 St. Paul. St. Paul scored in the first, Kearney Catholic in the second, St. Paul in the third, Kearney Catholic in the fourth. Wysocki now with 9 service points. Across to Prasoski. Dumped across Connor. Passed into the net. Dug out of the net. And a standing spike off the net. Across by Fox. Dug out by the Stars. Here's Studi. She goes angle. Passed across it. Just missed the standard and the ceiling. Set back over by Connor. Sestak sets back row. Here comes Lassen. And it's dug out by Colling. Connor sets outside Studi. She stuffed up front. Stars dig it out. Great job by Maddie Squires. All they can do is pass it across. Almost hit the floor. Wysocki got it. Lassen back row again. Big point here. 2-0 in favor of St. Paul, and Kearney Catholic struggled to get it over. St. Paul with a bump set to Fox, and she'll drive it across. Dug out by Colling, and it's spiked across there by Squires. St. Paul one more time. Fox blocked up front. Oprick dug out again by Sestak, and set across here. St. Paul, what a point. Connor dumped it into the net, tried to go with the quick set. She seems to be overdoing that tonight. She had a good run in the fourth, but that's a long, long point. Keep going to the power. 3-0 St. Paul. And the serve gets stronger to Colling. Set middle, Oprick over the double block, down and good. And Kearney Catholic is on the board. For Kearney Catholic, Morgan Studi unofficially 13 kills, 11 for Courtney Shundoff. For St. Paul, 16 for Leslie Fox, 15 for Mercedes Lassen. And Morgan Studi with the jump serve into the net. You can have no hesitation when you're going to go to that jump serve. Just like it's 1-0 in the opening game, but pressure starting to mount. The Stars have made it to the finals, I believe, 7 straight years. I think the year they lost, it was to Ravenna in the finals. If not, it's been 6 of 7. They've won 4 in a row. Maddie Squires will get the kill. That'll be her 9th. 4-2 St. Paul. Stars to serve. Jenny Beans, the freshman, in to serve. Again, remember, Orr, the 4-set winner over Wood River tonight, and it's kind of proven itself. Everybody figured that any of these 4 teams tonight could win it all. And it's been pretty competitive. Bean serve, clipped the net, but across it comes to Fosick. Set to the outside. Here's Lassen off the double block, down and good. Number 16 for Mercedes Lassen, who has got stronger as the match has continued. 5-2 St. Paul. Oprick into be the libero switch for Colling. And now here's Maddie Fosick, who had the key service run in game number 4. It was 18-17. They trailed, and she got 4 in a row to put them up 20-18. Connor slides it. Shundoff, right side attack, rolls up on Fox in the back row. St. Paul can only, well, they're going to try to take a swing, but it lofts across. Here's Connor to Shundoff again on the slide. It's deep and out of bounds, and St. Paul is up 6-2. Bosick, a chance to get a run going again. St. Paul and Orr, they met on opening night, if it comes to that. And St. Paul won it 3-1. That serve clipped the net. Kearney Catholic dumps it over again with Connor. St. Paul goes to Lassen from off the net, rolls it over. Studi with a dig. Connor sets it outside. Here's Maddie Squire. She's blocked. Ace block. Jodak and Kylie Sestak. And Kearney Catholic is on the ropes. St. Paul has got them there. 7-2. In the fifth, who would have thunk after getting rolled 25-11 in the opening game that St. Paul would be in this position? But that's what they do. 7-2 Cats in the fifth. We'll be right back.
TJ, these Super Crunch chicken strips strike a delicate balance.
Yep.
They're really crunchy without sacrificing the flavorful and juicy inside.
Right.
It's like when you're stuck in a boring conversation and you have to strike a balance between listening and not caring at all.
Uh-huh.
The key is to throw in one-word responses to make the other person think that you're listening.
Totally.
Okay, you're not paying any attention to me, are you?
Fascinating.
You can't ignore the flavor and crunch of new Super Crunch chicken strips. This is how you Sonic. Only participating Sonic drive-in. See menu for details.
You've got some great ideas for new floors in your home. So head to the flooring experts at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home in Hastings and Kearney. We can help turn your ideas into reality with offers like this.
In October, get $99. One room of the whole house, basic carpet installation with the purchase of Lee's Carpet. Then we'll donate that $99 to our local cancer center. Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home. From inspiration to installation, we've got you covered. Downtown Hastings and downtown Kearney.
Fifth set action as Fosick serves it across. Stars set middle. Here's Maddie Squires, blocked up there by Jonak, who hasn't been all that big of a factor. Lassen rolls it across, and in the net, called on Kearney Catholic. Once again, they got him for stepping across the center line. 8-2 St. Paul. By the way, the last time Kearney Catholic lost in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, the 2008 semis to St. Paul in 5 sets. And they're about ready to do it again unless the Stars can get a run. Here's Squires in the middle, blocked up front. Jonak dug out by Shundoff. Connor has to set it across to the third hit. Here's the slide. Jonak right side on the attack, dug out by Studi. Connor sets to the outside. Maddie Squires drives it into the net. Attack error. 9-2 St. Paul, and Fosick has got on a run again. 4 in a row for Maddie, and the Stars are going to sub here with McKenna Butler. Gives Squires a break. Fosek continues. 9-2 here, St. Paul. And Fosek comes left side. Now it's going to go down the middle to Studi. They'll set it to her in the back row. Morgan drives it across. Overpass by St. Paul. And in the net, going to be called on Kearney Catholic as it was redirected by Kylie Sestak. Boy, in the net, crossing the center line a number of times here, especially in the fifth set. And St. Paul has just about managed a big enough lead that they're going to be able to coast home. It's 10-2. Bosick across to Colling. Overpass has to be dumped over, and it's on the line by Connor. So the senior using her experience. And now Shayla will have to go back and serve it away, but it's a huge mountain to climb for the Stars as Anna Squires re-enters the front row. Connor floats that across to Wysocki. Here's the middle attack by Lassen, dug out by Studi. Connor sets right side Anna Squires. She's blocked, and it's an ace block. Jonak up there with Lassen, and Taryn will have her first ace block, according to my sheet. 11-3, St. Paul. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up here on Classic Hits. And a timeout by Kearney Catholic. 4 points away from returning to the conference tournament finals. Can St. Paul do it? We'll find out when we come back.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And back to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. Kylie Sestak serves for St. Paul. Kearney Catholic goes to Butler. Her attack is wide and out of bounds. And it is 12-3. St. Paul here in the fifth set. By far their largest lead of the entire night. Squires back in for Butler. And of course, since we only played a 15, it's almost over. Calling on serve receive. Connor sets middle. Anna Squires, miscommunication. It's off the mark, and St. Paul will go back row attack with Fox. Hit the net, fell over. And that's how the tide has turned. Leslie Fox with her 17th kill. 13-3, St. Paul. And what a job here by Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks to get this thing turned around just tonight. They got beat 25-11 in the first set. Here's the right side attack, Maddie Squires. Off the block of Jonak, set to the outside, shunned off over the block, dug out there by Fox. Sestak sets, Lassen gets to it, rolls it across. Stars have to flick it across. St. Paul with it again, Lassen close to the net. She's blocked up front by Anna Squires. St. Paul is able to get it. How about Lassen one more time? Soft roll. Squires will have to set, middle to Shundoff. Good swing down and good. And Courtney Shundoff, who's having the best match of her varsity career, probably not going to end up liking the overall results as Mackenzie Smith now checks in to serve for Kearney Catholic. 13-4, St. Paul. Stars' biggest run tonight, I think, has been five in a row. Here's the serve, set middle, Lassen, no doubter. Mercedes Lassen with her 17th kill. And it is match point, St. Paul, with Lassen to serve it away. At 14-4, St. Paul. Mercedes Lassen with the serve. Picked up by Colling. Squires has to run it down. Puts it back on the court. Passed over by Studi. St. Paul. Sestak sets. Jonak attack off the block. Dug out by Studi. Connor sets right side for Squires. Her attack down and good. Anna Squires with her fifth kill of the night. But it is still 9 match points for St. Paul. Whitney Colling to serve. 14-5, St. Paul. Just got to keep the ball in play long enough to win a point now. Calling serve. Picked up by Fosick. Sestak with the set. Jonak from the right side. Drops it across. And in the net again on Kearney Catholic. And that is how the match will end. That had to be five in the nets or crossing the center lines in the fifth set alone. And St. Paul, who was ahead late in game three, 20-15, and lost 26-24, able to rally the troops and win game four, 25-22, and smoke them in game five, 15-5. St. Paul now 21-2. Kearney Catholic falls to 14-7. And their four-year run as conference tournament champions will come to an end. Kearney Catholic and Wood River will play in the consolation match Thursday night at 6 o'clock here at Wood River on Classic Hits. And then it will be the championship. We'll crown a new champ for the first time since 2008 when St. Paul takes on Ord. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
As we approach the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hello, this is Kevin Crawl with Crawl Agency. Do you have any questions about health insurance under the new law? We're here to guide you. Give us a call at any one of our locations in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Rosen, or visit us online at CrawlAgency.com. Crawl Agency is an independent authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Dan Yockey from C-Tech Restoration and Custom Flooring. I've been in the floor covering business since 1976, and I haven't seen a better financing deal than this. Right now, with approved credit, get your new flooring interest-free for 12 months. Hardwoods, laminates, vinyl, tile, carpeting, it doesn't matter. We have them all in our spacious showroom, and they're all part of this great deal. 12 months interest-free. See us just south of 25th Street on Avenue I in Kearney. Call us at 237-3087 or visit us online at ctechrestoration.com.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Wood River. And after 4 hours of volleyball tonight, we've decided it's going to be St. Paul and Ord playing for the conference championship tomorrow. I know that we could have put a poll up or a little Vegas lines there, and there would have been action on all of them, but this might have been the most unlikely of all the scenarios. And Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks joins us here. Matt, I don't even know where to start. I guess the good news is the volleyball got better as the night went along.
Yeah, thanks to all the people that paid $4 a pop to get in here. It got a little bit cleaner after that, but I'm just so proud of our kids. I mean, Kearney Catholic hasn't lost a game in our conference in, I think, 5 years. It's been five seasons, and they've had, you know, some state top state teams and everything, and they're always good, and they're still good this year. So just for anyone to finally beat them in a conference game is just a special feeling. And I know both coaches, myself and Chris, would have liked to seen a little cleaner game probably, because there just were a lot of errors on either side. But you know what? My girls did not quit. We had that first set, we just got absolutely throttled. The second set, we didn't let it bother us. We came back and took it from them. And then the third set, I thought we had it. And then they just snuck in right at the end and took it from us. And right there, you're thinking, wow, you know, this team is down. Kearney Catholic's just too good. And then, you know, we stayed with it the fourth set, and then we just grabbed that momentum for the fifth and did not let up. And we kept the pressure on them, I think, for the first time all night. That fourth and fifth set, they finally felt some pressure, and we just couldn't do anything to them with our attack and with our serve. And, you know, it wasn't pretty. I don't think Kylie, my setter, set from in front of the 10-foot line more than 5% of the time, but she hustled to every ball, and she put up balls, and my hitters just figured it out. They find a way to get the job done, and I'm so proud of my team.
Well, the bottom line in my eyes is that what always can help turn a match is when you get your defense going there, and kind of as you alluded to, your kids kept the ball alive long enough to win some of those points. Kearney Catholic made some errors. Then as the match progressed, both teams are playing pretty good defense.
Right, you're exactly right. I mean, and that's, you saw some spectacular rallies out here tonight. I mean, looking at my stats, I think we only had about three kills in that that 15 points in our last set. But you're right, it was keeping the ball in play and letting them feel the pressure and make the mistake. And I thought we did a really good job of defense, because there were a lot of balls on both sides that looked like they were about down, and somebody slipped under there, dove into the wall, saved that ball and got it over and forced you to make one more play on the ball.
You've never been afraid to make changes as the match moves along, not just from night to night or practice to practice, but from set to set. Anything that changed after that first set for you?
We tried. We switched our matchup just one rotation, because they were getting us on a couple places in that first rotation. I thought their server outdid our passers in a couple spots. So we tried to move into one rotation where their best servers were going against four options, where we could move somebody in or out if we needed to. Really, that was the biggest thing. And then it took us about three sets to find some holes in their defense, because we hit shots tonight that normally go down on most of our opponents. We had a good pass and a good set, and we'd hit it hard, and they'd be right there and pop it up like it was nothing. So, but no, I just thought we were the steadier team and a little more mature team tonight. I think that showed.
Well, Matt, after I got a first chance to watch your freshman sensation in Leslie Fox, and then I finally saw, as the crowd left, I wanted to make sure that their parents were the parents that I thought they were. that tells me a little bit there that there's some background. But, boy, she starts it, and then everybody in the gym knows that Mercedes Lassen is the one you're going to go to when you need to. But what a 1-2 punch.
Right, that was huge, and we need both of them to be playing well every night. Yeah, how about us having some good genes and lineage for a change, huh? No, I love my kids. Love them. But, no, you're right. Those outside hitters, and they, again, when we don't pass well, they get every set, and they got a lot of sets tonight because our passing was quite poor. But they just – we don't just get it over and in. We get it over to a spot and put some pressure on them. But, yeah, Leslie just doesn't have any fear, and that's a great sign. She's just confident in her abilities, and I think the rest of the team actually thrives off that. Mercedes, more of a quiet leader, but she's just steady, steady, steady. I mean, she didn't have maybe her most effective match because Kearney Catholic just dug her really well. But no, it was great to have that confidence from your freshman out there on the court.
You played Ord opening night of the year. You went to their place. You took them in four sets. That is about as good a rival as I think you two guys have, because it is went from the first night of the year to the state tournament in past years. It's been a long time since you played, but you saw them play tonight as you get ready for Thursday's final. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Ord is just extremely athletic. I mean, they're great. They're very well coached, and they're good volleyball players. But, I mean, their track team can score 200 points. You put those kind of girls in volleyball uniforms, and you're gonna have a pretty athletic. They're very dynamic hitters, and they've got a great little setter. So if they, you know, when they ball handle well, they're tough to stop because they really can get the triple option up there working. But, yeah, you're exactly right. We haven't done a whole lot of, you know, scouting on them since then, because you're exactly right. I'm not sure that many people would have pictured this particular final. But, you know, I'm happy for Ord, and I'm happy for us that that somebody different is finally going to win the Lou Platt Conference Tournament for a change.
What will you specifically work on in practice tomorrow?
serve-receive, I think. That was a little tongue-in-cheek. But serve-receive is something that we always work on. It obviously every team is, but you can't work on that enough. And then I would like to see our block be a little more effective. I know we got some blocks, but we also brought a lot of balls down on our side of the net. And we need to be a little stronger up there in our shoulders and in our hands over the plane of the net, because Ord's going to do a lot of the same thing, where they're going to set that ball right up to the net, and they're going to hit it hard. And if you're not in a good position, if you're not strong, they're going to power it through you. And those are the hardest ones, when they dribble right through the block.
All right, Matt, congratulations on a big win. St. Paul, I looked it up when we were getting close here, last team to beat Kearney Catholic in five sets in the conference tournament.
That's correct, at their place. And then we snuck away from Ravana at the final. So.
We will see you on Thursday, man.
Great. Thank you very much for the coverage.
You bet. Matt Cain, Fairbanks, they win it tonight. St. Paul in five sets over Kearney Catholic. We'll give you the final numbers and talk with Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor right after this.
You save when you log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com. From the original makers of mouth-watering, toasty gourmet subs, it's Quiznos and Hastings. If you haven't tried a Quiznos sub yet, you haven't tasted quality. That's what Quiznos subs, soups, and salads hang their hat on. No limit, no expiration, but only while they last. ShopWheelerDealer.com. And for the deal of the day sent directly to your phone, text Wheeler Dealer to 90210. The deal of the day is also posted on Facebook and Twitter.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids and now digital photo processing. Shop Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here on the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports in downtown Ord, taking care of all of your athletes and schools as they have for decades. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. You'll get your game on at Misco's, better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the final numbers from the fifth set. There weren't a whole lot because, as we said, Kearney Catholic got called in the net and across the center line. There were some errors on both teams. For Kearney Catholic, I had them for four kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. One kill from Shayla Connor, one from Maddie Squires, and one from Courtney Shundoff, and one from Callie Oprich. For St. Paul, they had four kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves. Leslie Fox had one kill. Mercedes Lassen had two. Maddie Fosick had five service points. Kylie Sestak had an ace block and two service points. Two service points for Wysocki and an ace block for Taryn Jonak. And we'll give you the complete numbers here in just a moment. But Coach Chris Connor joins us. And Coach, it's been a long time, but I think you can kind of remember what it feels like to be St. Paul tonight. It took a while for the Stars years ago to overcome the hump and beat them. And they were the last time to team to beat you 5 years ago, and it went five sets, and it does again tonight. A heck of a run comes to an end for you guys.
Yeah, you don't like to revisit those feelings. I felt bad for the kids. They just kind of, that fifth set just couldn't get going. I attribute a lot, though, to St. Paul. They put up, you know, they were putting up a wall, and our hitters were having a hard time getting around it.
Matt kind of agreed. I don't think we're saying anything out of the ordinary here to offend anybody, but those first two sets just weren't pretty at all tonight. And then things turned around. From your perspective, what changed after the big win in the opening game?
Yeah, I mean, the first set, I was surprised because I knew that, you know, they would come out a lot stronger in that second set. But I think, you know, their block got a lot better. I think that we probably didn't pass as well. And I think after some of our out-of-system balls, our outsides got a little tentative with it, start hitting long. Probably didn't mix it up quite as well as what we should have.
Again, you got the one senior, which we keep bringing up, not maybe enough in Shayla. Every once in a while, some of these girls are in that spot for the first time. But after you come back, when it looked like you were going to go down 2-1, you capture the third set, you jump out 4-0 there in the fourth set. Mm-hmm. Like many of the favorites usually do, you kind of figure, well, this could be it. Kind of your thoughts at that point in the match.
Yeah, it was a great start. We talked about, you know, trying to win those games of five and look good, and then all of a sudden then they were ahead, you know. We didn't do a good job on serve receive in that fourth set. It kind of struggled. But overall, I mean, as for the night, I thought our serve receive did fairly well. We had a few meltdowns, but actually more consistent than what we have been doing this season. So I don't attribute it to serve receive. Our outsides probably weren't as efficient as what they were last night and last couple weeks. But
again, there'll be a lot of not negative, but there'll be a lot of we lost, and so there won't be a lot of positives that the girls think about here tonight. But that's the best I've ever seen Courtney Shundoff play. Callie had a lot of ace blocks up there, and Prasoski pretty solid at the service line. There were plenty of bright spots tonight for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah. Courtney, I think, had her probably best game of the season. She came around, and, you know, it was just we couldn't get her the ball enough there for a while. She had a hot hand, and we needed to find her a few more times.
All right. Now that spot that some teams don't want to be in. You have to play that consolation game against Wood River, who also is crushed tonight because they thought maybe they could get into the finals. Mm-hmm. So we said a good team's going to go 0-2 on Thursday. What do you do to make sure it's not you?
Yeah. And with a young team, that's tough because they're, you know, this is new territory to them too, and, you know, being here. And so I think the biggest thing is, you know, I think between our seniors, you know, they're going to have to step up and get them going in the right direction right away and not change our game plan, but we just got to, you know, keep working to minimize errors and try to lighten the mood. I think, you know, they get serious and we start getting stressed, you can see the seams start to rip open. So we just got to keep them relaxed.
So no practice tomorrow, ice cream and watching movies?
Yeah, our vertical. Yeah, we'll get some ice cream. Our vertical might not be as good, but, you know, whatever it takes to lighten them up.
All right, Chris, as we say from time to time, the losses don't near measure the wins lately, but thanks for coming up no matter the outcome, and we'll see you again on Thursday.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Chris Connor, head volleyball coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They drop it here tonight in a five-setter that I don't know that weird's the word, but, boy, you just would never see this play out the next time. You got a 25-11, and then St. Paul basically dominated the second set, 25-19, and then fifth set, 15-5. You got Kearney Catholic coming back in the third set when they were down 20-15, so had a little bit of everything, and here's our final numbers for the night. First off, for Kearney Catholic, I had Michelle Messbarger with a service point. Kylie Teal had one kill. Morgan Studi, seven service points, led the team with 13 kills. Whitney Colling had four service points. Shayla Connor, three service points. One was an ace. She had seven kills. Maddie Squires had nine kills. Courtney Shundoff, an ace block, and 12 kills, which was second on the team. Callie Oprick had five ace blocks and six kills. Anna Squires had five kills. Allie Prasoski led the team in serving with 14 points. One was an ace. Mackenzie Smith, six service points, one kill. And the freshman, Jenny Beans, seven service points, one was an ace. The middle two sets, three and four, were by far the best played here. And, you know, there's no reason bringing up all the net violations that occurred in the fifth, because that's just something that hasn't happened. Just doesn't happen. That happened to Kearney Catholic, and St. Paul kept putting the pressure on. So for Kearney Catholic, if I've got this figured up right, 34 and 19, that would be 53 kills in the match tonight. They had a total of six ace blocks and not as many ace serves. Give St. Paul a big-time credit there. I only had Kearney Catholic for three service aces in the entire night. So 53 kills, six ace blocks, three ace serves. Kearney Catholic now falls to 14-7. They'll play Wood River at 6 o'clock in the consolation game here on Classic Hits. And the beauty of it all, next Tuesday they go to St. Paul to play their regular season matchup. For the St. Paul Wildcats, Leslie Fox had five service points, and she was tied for a match-high 17 kills with Mercedes Lassen, who also had 17 kills and five service points. Kaylee Horkey had two ace blocks and one kill in the match. Maddie Fosick with a couple of big runs, including there in the fifth set. I had her for 13 service points. Two of those were aces, and that looks like it led the team in serving tonight. Kylie Sestak had nine service points. One was an ace, two ace blocks, and two kills as she did the setting tonight. Carrie Sestak, four ace blocks to lead the team, nine kills. Alexa Wysocki had 10 service points. One was an ace, and Taryn Jonak, four service points, an ace block, and three kills. Unofficially for St. Paul, let's put them down tonight for 32-18. That is 50 kills in the match. They ended up with nine ace blocks, and they finished with four ace serves. So the numbers very similar to each other. That's 63 points earned for St. Paul, 62 points earned for Kearney Catholic. St. Paul improves to 21-2 on the season with the five-set victory, 11-25, 25-19, 24-26, 25-22, and 15-5. St. Paul will play Ord for the conference tournament championship at around 7:30 on Thursday night, and you'll hear it right here on Classic Hits. Then, of course, they've got Kearney Catholic Tuesday. Then they host Wood River and Gibbon in a triangular next Thursday, and still see St. Cecilia and Twin River. They've got some of the best teams on their schedule still to play. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, downtown Ord, taking care of all the schools of the Lou Platte Conference as they have for years. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Ord defeats Wood River in four. St. Paul defeats Kearney Catholic in five. We're back here on Thursday to bring you all the action starting at 6 o'clock. And finally, in Major League Baseball today, they go to the ninth. It is St. Louis 4, the Dodgers 2, currently airing on ESPN 1460 or 1550. Earlier today, Boston beat Detroit 1-0. You can hear another doubleheader tomorrow starting at 3 on ESPN Radio. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks to all the folks here at Wood River and our fine sponsors. We'll see you again Thursday here on Classic Hits.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.